business end of the season, so it's really important to pick up 3 points, and credit to the boys, as I touched on there, it wasn't nice, but 3 points is vital.
Ever closer, it could happen on Saturday, or at least you've got another 4 games afterwards just to get over the line.
Yeah, the tough thing is just getting there and getting over the line, but we just need to concentrate on ourselves and keep winning our games, and our fate's in our own hands, to be honest. I don't think we can rely on Torquay or Crawley or Shrewsbury or whoever else, but it's in our own hands, and if we just keep winning games, then the inevitable's going to get around the corner.
How is your fitness? I gather the MS Therapy Centre staff have become your new best friends.
Yeah, they were good. I'd just like to thank them for their kindness. Myself, Louis Thompson and Paul Benson have been down there a few times and had a few treatments, and I think the aim of it is to try and speed up injury, so hopefully it's going to speed up for myself.
I was going to say, without being too medical, how does it work in an oxygen tank?
You just go in and you put a mask on and you go to the equivalent, I think it was 33 feet underwater, but you don't obviously go underwater, but that's what they put the pressure to, and you just, I think you breathe in 100% oxygen, and that supposedly speeds up the blood and things like that to your different joints, and it's meant to speed up recovery.
Let's hope it's helping. How soon is your recovery complete, do you think?
Earlier in the week, I was hoping... Earlier in the week, it's only Monday today. I was hoping that maybe Plymouth. So, still hopeful for that, but I'm not going to risk it. I've done that for Wembley, and that set me back a few weeks. So, it's just pretty much day by day and see how I feel.
What do you like as a spectator?
Not very good. I don't like watching games, especially when you know you can be on there and hopefully making things happen and contributing to what the boys have done so far. But credit back to the boys, it's not all about me standing at the side and wanting to be on the pitch. I think you can see that about everybody. Matt Ritchie's injured at the moment. I'm sure he wants to be on the pitch. The boys that are on the bench want to be on the pitch. But the boys that have played and the boys that have came off the bench have done really well. They've stuck together. We've had a few injuries in the past couple of weeks, and we're going into the last 4 or 5 games with our tails up, and hopefully we can get over the line.
Almost. North of the border, Celtic are. Have you still got links up there? You must have enjoyed their celebrations yesterday.
Yeah, it was good. Still speak to a few of the boys. Obviously, it happened in unfortunate circumstances with Rangers going into administration. And I think a lot of people look at that for this year. But I don't think that's fair on Celtic. They were deserving champions. And even, it's easy saying, if you had the 10 points on the Rangers that they got deducted, then Celtic are still 8 or 9 clear. So congratulations to them, and I think they'll go on to win it the next few years now.
Paul, thank you very much indeed. That's Paul Caddis, Swindon Town's captain. Here is the goal score.